Thanks for coming to this talk. I know it's the last one of the day in this room, so I'm sure we're all tired. I'll get through it as quickly as possible. But essentially, my name is Gabriel. I am a tech lead on the Innovation Studios, working on a project called Formulaic, but more on that later, within Mozilla. And this presentation is all about, as was just mentioned, why intelligence is tricky and how to integrate LLMs in standard code. So I guess it probably makes sense to start with a definition. So LLM, probably a term you've heard a lot throughout this conference, is essentially a large language model, and that is a program that can naturally understand text, human text, and do something with it that a traditional program cannot. So just to reiterate that, it's essentially a program that doesn't need a specific syntax. It just works with natural language, which is actually pretty interesting when you think about it. Actually, I had a question for the audience. Who here has played around with ChatGPT or other chat bots or LLMs? Literally everyone has their hand up.
As the opposite, who didn't?
Yeah. But who found the actually useful? And just about everyone, too. Awesome. Okay. Just about. Not everybody, literally. So just before we get started too deeply, I just wanted to make mention that there's a lot of terminology in the space. Everything has a name, a definition, and lots of weird words. So I apologize in advance if I don't explain every one of those words. Just there's so much going on, and it's such a short talk. So So as we all just learned, everybody thinks it's kind of useful. I also think LLMs actually have utility and are quite useful. These are just two random examples I pulled up. But essentially, LLMs can help categorize content, answer questions, provide summaries, help create content, and structure unstructured data, and plenty of other things. They're essentially the proverbial hammer in the toolbox. They can kind of do anything you want them to do. Doesn't mean you should be using them necessarily, but you can do it. So I think it'd be appropriate just to have a quick example of a traditional app that is not intelligent, and then what it looks like when you add intelligence, and just how easy it can be once you get things set up. So in this case, we have a Node application, just takes unstructured text from a user and stores it in a database and lets the user retrieve it. Nothing special. But then when we add an LLM, for example, we can then take this unstructured information, craft a little prompt for it. A prompt is just an instruction for the LLM, and then get the LLM to return something quite unique and useful to us. In this case, the LLM output is a category of what the note could actually be called, and that helps with organizational structure things in the database. This is amazing, but let's be real. There are some issues over this technology. It is not perfect, unfortunately. It's also very young, to be fair. So what are some of the issues that you can see when you interact with this technology? It includes hallucinations, aka it just makes things up. It likes to lie sometimes. Not great, but also inconsistent format. So when you're in code, you can imagine you want to talk to your services, your APIs in a structured format, and LLMs like to not necessarily listen to that format, and they'll reply with, instead of JSON, it could be markdown or broken attributes or things that just don't make sense. So that takes a lot of hand-holding and validation. There's also the performance and cost aspect of running these services are quite computationally expensive, and we all know GPUs are expensive and scarce. Fundamentally, there's also text count limitations, so you can only interact with these LLMs with a certain amount of text before it starts forgetting what you actually asked it to do, which kind of sucks. There's also a education and documentation kind of lack thereof, especially for open models. So that's something that takes a lot of learning and trial and error to do. Lastly, there's friction points that include bugs and security issues. So these are, again, a new technology. Of course, there's going to be bugs, and of course, there's going to be security implications that need to be thought of. And what's particularly crazy is that there's actually over 50,000 text models on Hugging Face at the moment. And there's so much choice and so many models out there, it's actually quite hard to understand how to gauge which ones are good. And on top of that, there's also a ton of licensing across these models. And that also complicates how you can select and choose which models to actually use. But there's actually more models, of course. There are the proprietary and closed models that are ever so popular, as these little diagrams, pictures show. These models are popular for a reason, though, because it is exceptionally straightforward and easy, once you add your credit card, to get these systems working without having to think too hard about these models. And that has some consequences. The main consequence, though, is it kind of creates a technical vendor lock-in. these models all interact with these prompts, as we just saw, but those prompts essentially have to be curated to the model to get actual value. So you can imagine you write a bunch of prompts for one proprietary model, and now you expect to run those exact same prompts in an open one, and you don't get the same results. So this is like a key friction point for open models, because there's not so many examples, there's not so much documentation around these what prompts work and why. And then when you do run a prompt that you already had, it doesn't work, and then you just stop using that model, for example. So this is just a quick little demo. Two of these models, one of them is open, the other one not so much. They replied with a relatively good answer, whereas the other model in the middle just decided it didn't want to do it. So the reality is, if you actually tweak the prompts and you add a little clarity and you write the prompt to the model, regardless of the model, you can see that the responses were actually really consistent and really good. So it's quite interesting to see how, with a little bit of effort, a little bit of elbow grease, if you will, you can get something that's considered maybe not the prime model to still output something that's still useful. And that's where my team and project come in. So Formulaic, today's our public announcement, if you will, so it's kind of exciting, is going to help, or try to help anyway, create a platform for open prompt scripts that anyone can interact with. They're open by default, and we'll help enable the creation, sharing, and testing of these different prompts against different models. And of course, we're still in super active development, and we'd love to get your opinion as we're building up these repositories here. So please don't hesitate after this talk to say hello. Yeah, so that's my super quick talk. Please find out more about us online, and yeah, that's it.
I still have like 4 key steps to do, so where am I headed to with the questions? Don't hesitate. Yes.
Do you have already some plans on how to integrate LLMs inside Mozilla tools like Firefox?
So it's the question, like, how do we, like, are we thinking about adding LLMs to Firefox? Honestly, I'm not too sure what the long-term plans are. I know there are people obviously playing around with this technology, but I don't think there's anything officially on the books. Just yet. Doesn't mean you can't add it to your own version of Firefox, so just saying.
Anyone else? Don't be shy. We are good then. We are closing.